أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته الأقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ألف لام ميم صلوات We have discussed in the previous lesson about the fourth category of riwayat, which consider hurufun muqatta'at to be things to be the huruf that are related to some you know durations which I mentioned in the previous lesson, that there are some of the narrations which are related to the you know things which are basically durations of the of some of the nations which we also discussed, and the previous category was related to the matalib, which is other than the Asma'ullah, and that's where we discussed about a different tafsir from Sa'ad ibn Abdullah al-Qummi about Kaf Ha Ya Ayn Sa'ad. And then at the end of the lesson I mentioned to you about Ha Mim, which was in the tafsir according to that narration related to you know Ha Mim wa Ayn Adab Hatmun wa Ayn Adab wa Sinin Sinun Sinuna Kasini Yusuf wa Qaf Qazfun wa Maskun Yakunu fi Akhir Zaman. So these are you know that that relates to the azab and the time and the years and the qazf and mask which is going to happen in the final days. And the narration talks about Sufyani and those thousands of people, 30,000 people who will uprise along with him, and this is going to happen at the time of the khuruj and uprising of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam at Makkah. This is what we had discussed, and that's where our lesson ended. Now let's move forward to the fifth category of riwayat that consider the huruf and muqatta'a to be something specific, some specific thing, mawjood-e khas. Now here we have this narration which is also in Tafsir al-Burhan, narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, talking about the حرف مقطع which is صاد. He says صاد عين تنبع من تحت العرش. صاد is a fountain that comes out from under the arsh and throne. وهي التي توضع منها النبي لما عرج به. That's the one from which the prophet did wudu when he was taken on Mi'raj. ويدخلها جبرائيل. And Jibreel enters into that. That means Jibreel enters into that ayn, that fountain, كل يوم دخلة. Every yawm he enters, in that fountain. فينغمس فيها ثم يخرج منها فينفض أجنحته. So he immerses, he goes in that and he becomes, wet with that. And when he opens up his wings after coming out, when he opens up his wings, فليس من قطرة تقطر من أجنحته إلا خلق الله تبارك وتعالى منها ملكا. So from every drop that falls from his wings, when he opens up the wings, obviously the drops fall out. So from every drop that falls from the wings of Jibreel, Allah creates, this is what we learn in the light of the narration, that Allah creates an angel, يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهَ وَيُقَدِّسُهُ وَيُكَبِّرُهُ وَيَحْمَدُهُ, an angel that performs tasbih and taqdis and takbir and hamd of Allah ila yawm al-qiyamah till the day of judgment. So this is again dealing with something different than the previous narrations. So it is talking about a specific existence. In this case, it is a fountain. Likewise, another narration is there from Ishaq ibn Ammar. سَأَلْتُ أَبَا الْحَسَنْ مُوسَى بْنَ جَعْفَرْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَذُكِرَ صَلَاتُ النَّبِيِّ لَيْلَةَ الْمِعْرَاجِ. And I asked Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, and the prayers of the Prophet was mentioned in the night of Mi'raj. إِلَىٰ أَنْ قَالْ قُلْتُ جُعِلْتُ فَدَاكَ وَمَا صَاد الَّذِي أُمِرَ أَنْ يَغْتَسِلَ مِنْهُ. I asked the Imam, what is صَاد that Prophet was commanded to do ghusl from it? So Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam replies back, and this one is also narrated in Tafsir al-Burhan volume 4. So Imam says, according to that narration, عَيْنٌ تَنْفَجْرُ مِنْ رُكْنٍ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْعَرْشِ, a fountain which comes out, which bursts out from a pillar among the pillars of the arsh, the throne. يُقَالُ لَهُ مَاءُ الْحَيَاتِ. This is called, it is called مَاءُ الْحَيَاتِ, آبِ حَيَاتِ, the water of life. وَهُوَ, we don't have any مَاءُ الْحَيَاتِ, just for your information, as perceived by some عَوَامُ النَّاسِ, that there is some fountain on earth, and some people say Khidr alayhi salam has long life because he drank the water of مَاءُ الْحَيَاتِ. This is not acceptable, isn't it right? We don't have any such fountain. If there was any such fountain on this earth, the most mustahab person to drink from that fountain was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no one deserving of having a longer life than Rasulullah from that perspective. And Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So, and Allah says to the Holy Prophet, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. Isn't it right? Having a fountain like this on the planet Earth is against the Holy Quran. So, everyone has to die. Prophet has to die. Everyone else has to die. Isn't it right? If there is such a fountain and you will not die, then basically this is not acceptable. It doesn't add up with the Holy Quran. So, there is no fountain called Ma'ul Hayat, Abil Hayat, available on the earth. Everyone on the earth has to die. You cannot survive. But this fountain which comes out from one of the pillars, Arsh of Allah, according to some narrations, has 10 pillars. It's not mentioned here, it just says pillars, isn't it right? But I am telling you, in the light of some other narrations, it says it has 10 pillars and it is held according to some riwayat, you know, 5 pillars are held by 5 personalities of the Awwaleen, the earlier generations, and the rest of the 5 are held by 5 personalities of the later generation. So there are 10 pillars of Arsh. One of the pillars of Arsh has this fountain bursting out of it. يُقَالُ لَهُ مَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ. And that fountain is called مَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ. وَهُوَ مَاءٌ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ صَاد وَالْقُرْآنِ ذِي الذِّكْرِ. And that's the one for which, that's water for, you know, Allah said, صَاد وَالْقُرْآنِ ذِي الذِّكْرِ. That means Allah is referring in this ayah towards that fountain. إِنَّمَا أَمَرَهُ أَن يَتْوَضَّأَ وَيَقْرَأَ وَيُصَلِّي. Allah commanded him, that means the Prophet, to do the wudu and read and pray. So this is about the Saad. Also, there is one third narration when we are discussing the Bahsun Riwa'i on that. So here is another one from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, "Zukira an al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Zukira hadith al-Isra." Imam alayhi salam was there, and the, you know, hadith of Mi'raj was mentioned. Ila an qal, that Imam said, ثم أوحى الله لي. Allah said to me. We learn from the Prophet, isn't it right? Ya Muhammad. Allah said to him, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Udnu min Saad. Get close to Saad. Waqtasil masajidaka. And wash the parts of your sajda. Masajid literally means the places of sajda. We have like 7 masajid, means 7 parts which are used during the sajda. Watahhirha, and clean it. Do the tathir of it. Wasalli li rabbika, and do salat to your Lord. Fadana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min Saad. Some Prophet got closer to Saad. Wa huwa ma'un yasilu min saqil arshil ayman. And that's a fountain that flows from the pillar of the right pillar of the arsh. And the ayman means the right. That's another information. Now we have another riwayat from Yahya ibn Maysara al-Khas'ami from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. He says, Sami'tuhu yaqul, I heard him saying that Hamim Ayn Sin Qaf Adadu Sini al-Qa'im. So Hamim Ayn Sin Qaf, these huruf al-muqatta'at, according to this narration, are the numbers of the years of Al-Qa'im alayhi salam. Well, we all believe in Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. All the Muslims believe in Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, isn't it right? So some Muslims say he will be born, isn't it right? We believe he's already born. He's the son of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and he's in the ghaibat. So, it's nothing of surprise for someone to have a long age. Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam is alive, he has a long age. Hazrat Idris alayhi salam is alive, he has even a longer. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is alive in our Muslim belief on the fourth heaven, isn't it right? Asman-e-Chaharum. He has a longer age than Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, what's the matter of surprise? Can any Muslim say Hazrat Isa is crucified? It's against the Holy Quran, isn't it right? So there is no surprise to have one person having a long age. Allah gave long age to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He is not crucified, alive on the heaven. He'll come fourth heaven. He'll come back and pray behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, according to Saha As-Sitta. Yusalli khalfahu Isa ibn Maryam. Isn't it right? So likewise, Khidr alayhi salam is from the time of Prophet Musa. He has even a longer age than Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. He lives on earth. Likewise, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam is from the age before Hazrat Nuh. Isn't it right? So Hazrat Idris has a longer age than Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, and longer than all of them is Shaitan. Isn't it right? Can a Muslim deny the existence of Iblis? It's part of Quran. You cannot deny. If you deny one ayat of Quran, you are not a Muslim. So what's the surprise for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to have a long age when you have in your own belief in Quran several personalities proven from the light of Quran who have long age? So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's adadu sini al-qa'im, numbers of the years of qa'im, qala wa qaf. Then he says, this is about ha, mim, ayn, sin, qaf. That's related to, according to this narration, to the number of the years of Al-Qa'im alayhi salam. Now, then wa qaf. Then he says about qaf, jabalan muhitum bid-dunya min zamarrudin akhbar. Mountain which is engulfing dunya from a zamarrud, emerald, green emerald. وَخَضْرَةُ السَّمَامِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجَبَلِ وَعِلْمُكَ. So, and the green of the sky is from that mountain. Well, this narration is not accepted. And it's rejected by the scholars because it is part of the Israeliyat. And it's definitely, its sanad and chain of narrators is not at all authentic and authenticated. So we don't rely on that, but I'm just mentioning to you that this is one of those narrations which is found about Qaf. And then wa ilmu kulli shay'in fi ayn sin qaf. And the knowledge of everything is in ayn sin qaf. Now, so this is also again narrated in Tafsir al-Burhan, volume 4. Allama At-Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh in Tafsir al-Mizan, which is regarded by now by all the Muslims to be the best tafsir up till now of Quri Quran in 20 volumes, which is Tafsirun Aqlani, logical interpretation, Tafsirun Falsafi, philosophical, Tafsirun Irfani, from the perspective of Irfan and Ma'rifat of Allah, and Tafsirun Riwa'i, a tafsir from the perspective of Rawayat, plus it says tafsir of Quran bil Quran. So his tafsir has all these attributes combined. You know, because we believe in the Quran, yufassir ba'duhu ba'dan. Quran, some verses of Quran do the tafsir of some other verses. You cannot come to a decision by just looking at one verse and ignoring the rest. You have to combine all the verses together and then come to a decision at the end. So this is about that. Another narration from Sufyan al-Thawri. Sufyan al-Thawri again is not siqa, it's not authentic, his narration cannot be relied upon. He narrates from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, وَسُئِلَ عَنْ مَعْنَى قَعْف. It was asked about the meaning of qaf, and he said, according to this narration, which is obviously not authentic, but according to this narration, he says that Imam said, qaf فَهُوَ جَبَلٌ مُحِيطٌ بِالْأَرْضَ خَضَرَةُ السَّمَاءِ مِنْهُ وَبِهِ يُمْسِكُ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِأَهْلِهَا. So this is again not reliable, and we cannot rely upon that. Now another one, which is from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam in في تفسير الحروف المقطعة في القرآن قال وَأَمَّا نُون. Now let's move forward to نون. نون is also one of the as a حرف مقطع from the حروف المقطعات of القرآن. فَهُوَ نَهْرٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Noon is a fountain inside in the paradise. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَجْمِدْ فَجَمَدَ. Allah said to harden, get hardened, and it got hardened. فَصَارَ مِدَادًا. It converted into the ink. ثُمَّ قَالَ عز وجل للقلم. Then Allah said to the pen, اكتب, write. فسطر القلم. The قلم started to write. في اللوح المحفوظ. On the divine slate. In the divine slate. ما كان وما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. Now that's how the قلم started to write. All what ma kana, what had happened, and ma huwa ka'in, what is going to happen till the day of judgment. So this is our a confirmed belief of ours that Qalam is the one that wrote, isn't it right, on the Lawh al-Mahfuz. And this narration teaches us that the Noon is the Midad. So it's the Midad and the ink of that Qalam is from the fountain called Noon. And it is also our belief, Islamic belief, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down the, you know, the destiny on the divine slate. Destiny means all the happenings, whether related to the past or related to the future, are already written down by Allah. But that doesn't mean at all, like some people commonly misunderstand and perceive, that humankind has lost its freedom. Our freedom is never lost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind to give, is the most arhamur rahimeen. He is kind to give us the freedom of choice. Isn't it right? Writing something on the divine slate does not mean that we are deprived of our freedoms. We still have our freedom. We can do what we wish to do. We can make our choices. Allah knows what choices we will make freely with our own consents in advance. Knowing something in advance about what we are going to do is not forcing you. I give an example. Obviously, nothing is comparable to Allah, but I'm just trying to make you understand the point. If you are a teacher and you teach 200 students, isn't it right, or 10 students, and you know which of your students is the most intelligent of all, and which of the students never attended your class throughout the year for a single day. So if you say that this student of mine is going to achieve the highest score, and those students who never attended the class fail to understand the complicated issues and will not be able to score the highest marks, are you forcing the students in the examination? You're not forcing them. You have the information in advance because you are a teacher. You have a right to say it because you are the one who are teaching them. They have no other source to learn other than you. Isn't it right? So that doesn't mean you are forcing no one. You are not forcing. Allah doesn't force. This is an ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has been written, and haqa'iq, the knowledge of realities which has been written, and likewise sharia, al-ahkam al-waqi'iyya, the real rulings of the shar, which are written on the divine slate. That's exactly how we are supposed to operate in order to reach the level of tariqat, and then combining the sharia and tariqat together, moving forward towards the real goal of our human life and creation, is to reach the haqiqat. That's the real goal. So it's the sharia is the one that takes us towards the haqiqat after taking us towards tariqat. Now this is about the divine slate, and now the sixth category of narrations we have, which deal Huruf al-Muqatta, as they are the time frames for nations. Various nations and groups of people have been assigned certain time frame. And these narrations teach us that Huruf al-Muqatta'at, according to these narrations, are the ajal, means the fixed durations of some ummats and nations. Now, there is this narration narrated again. This is from Tafsir Nur al-Saqalain, Volume 5, from Muhammad ibn Qais. Says, Sami'tu Aba Ja'far yuhaddis. I heard Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, according to him, Zahiran, it is from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. He did not mention Abu Ja'far al-Awwal of al-Thani. So, well, whatever, but one of the two imams. He was saying, according to him, Inna Hayyan wa Aba ياسر ابن أخطب ونفر من اليهود أهل النجران أتوا رسول الله فقال له أليس فيما يذكر فيما أنزل عليك الإفلام. So Yasir bin Akhtab and Hay ibn Akhtab and bunch of Yahud from the Najran came to the Holy Prophet and asked that, isn't that right that whatever it means, what was revealed, what is revealed upon you contains Alif Lam Mim in it? And Prophet said, yes. فَقَالُوا أَتَاكَ بِهَا جِبْرَئِيلَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Jibreel brought that to you from Allah's behalf. قَالَ نَعَمْ. He said, yes. فَقَالُوا لَقَدْ بُعِثَتْ أَنْبِيَاءٌ قَبْلَكَ وَمَا نَعْلَمُ نَبِيًّا مِنْهُمْ أَخْبَرْ مَا مُدَّةُ مُلْكِهِ وَمَا أَجَلُ أُمَّتِهِ غَيْرَكَ. So several prophets have been sent before you, but none of the prophets informed the people about the time frame. The time frame of, for the duration of the government and the duration of his nation. So, other than you, that means you are the only prophet of God who are able to inform the duration of the government and the duration of the nation. So that's where the question continues, and so the narration says, فَأَقْبَلَ حَيُّ بْنَ أَخْطَبْ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ فَقَالَ الْأَلِفْ وَاحِدْ وَاللَّامْ سَلَسُونَ وَالْمِيمْ أَرْبَعُونَ فَهَذِهِ إِحْدَى وَسَبْعُونَ سَنَةً. So Alif in Arabic, in the astronomical calculation, Al-Abjad al-Kabir, how we call it. We have Al-Abjad al-Saghir, the lesser numerology. And Al-Abjad al-Kabir means the greater numerology. According to the greater numerology, these calculations are mentioned. According to the Al-Abjad al-Kabir, the greater numerology. So here, Alif Lam Mim has been mentioned. Obviously, the total number Mim stands for 40, Lam stands for 30, Alif has 1. So that totals up to be, 71. Isn't it right? 71 years. And then the narration moves forward similarly about Alif Lam Mim Sad, calculating, mentioning its numbers. And obviously Alif Lam Mim Sad totals up to be 161. Isn't it right? So that's how the calculation moves forward further for Alif Lam Mim Ra and their numbers and so forth. So this is how at the end, this narration says that these hurufun muqatta'at. Likewise, so this is one information about the durations. Duration, dealing with the duration according to this narration, durations. And qala Abu Ja'far alayhi salam, inna hadhihi al-ayat unzilat fihim منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات قال وهي تجري في وجه آخر على غير تأويل غير تأويل حي وأبي ياسر وأصحابهما. So this has another تأويل other than what is there in the narration of حي بن أخطب and ياسر بن أخطب and their companions. So this is how it deals with the number of the duration and number. And inshallah, when we move forward, we will also learn how some of the narrations deal with the, according to those narrations, about some of the people of Banu Umayya and the Umayyad and their time and duration of rule. and how it can be proven from in the light of the huruf al-muqatta'at. Inshallah, we'll continue that discussion in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Wakhzul al-Kufar wa al-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din. واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.